We're on Daf Chof HaMedalev, and the Gemara had asked Takashim, why is the halacha that if they found a shiva and the Isha says give it to the Baal, we give it to the Baal, since there's a reyes to the Nefilim, we should be chayish, maybe, even though in the shiva it says that the Sheva was written in Nissen, could be that the Baal did not pay in Nissen, and the Baal first gave her a get in Tishrei and paid in Tishrei, and in the meantime, she sold the ksuba to the Lekuches, and the Baal will take the Sheva and show that he had paid up the ksuba from Nissen. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answered, Shma mino isa l'di Shmuel, since according to Shmuel, Hameichesh ta'chev l'chaber b'chazor o'moch lo'y mochul, so there's no problem. Since she can be meichul the chayv of the ksube, and then her husband will be potter to pay, so mamele, there's no hefsa to the lekuches. We had learned Rashi's pshat. We'll see Taisvis, as Taisvis progresses, how Taisvis learned pshat, what the trufa is if we hold like Shmuel. But we started yesterday, Taisvis asked Sakasha, but the halacha of Shmuel is not applicable by all chayvis. If a chayv was sold through Maimed Shloshten, so Taisus brought a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin, so then the malve cannot be meichel the loiva the chayv. So if a Maimed Shloshten, the malve told the loiva to pay the lekuches, so the lekuches are batuach to get paid, and the malve cannot be meichel the loiva. And we explained yesterday from Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, Mesechtes Gittin, that could be the svara is that if the reason why the malve could be meichel the loive is because there are two factors in every chayiv, there's a shibud aguf and the shibud nechasim, and that what can be sold to a lekeach is only the shibud nechasim. The shibud aguf can never be sold. The shibud nechasim is dependent on the shibud aguf. So since the shibud aguf still belongs to the malve, so if the malve will be meichel the shibud aguf, so automatically the shibud nechasim will become bot. That is the svar of Shmuel, that even though the chayv was sold from the malve to the lekeach, what could be sold is only the shibud nechasim. The shibud aguf is not transferable, cannot be sold. The shibud aguf remains, belongs to the malve, and if the malve will be meichel, the shibud aguf, automatically the shibud nechasim will become bottle. So we said by Maimed Shloshten, which is the Hilchas HaBalei Taime, the shibud aguf goes over to the lekeach, and therefore, the malva cannot be meichel the chayv. And that place is here, the Gemara Mesechtes Kedushim, that if a chayv is sold through Maimed Shloshtim, the malva cannot be meichel the chayv anymore. So that was Taisvis Kasha. If the only way we can understand this halacha that we're machzer the shayver to the Baal is because the Isha is bekayach to be meichel de ksube, so she's only bekayach to be meichel de ksube if the ksube was sold through a normal kinyan. But if the ksube was sold through Maimed Shloshten, then she can be meichel. So that was Taisvis Kasha. Let us be afraid that the ksube was sold to the lekuches through Maimed Shloshten, and then she cannot be Meichel de Ksuba. That was Tosfos Kashya, and that's what we were up to yesterday. So let us go to the Teretz of Tosfos. V'yesh Loimam. So Tosfos answers, it's around 12 lines from the top of Tosfos. V'yesh Loimam deleka lemeichesh shema mocha b'may mitzloshn. You don't have to be afraid that she sold the Ksuba with my mitzloshn. And Tosfos says why. So Tosfos makes a practical cheshbon. The leka edim shemocha, if there are no edim that this mechira was chal, there's no edim that witnessed this maimich loshtim. So memele, if we are choshed that the Baal and Isha are making a knunya, that which he says that he paid up in Nissen is really a knunya, so if it was sold with Maimich Loshtin and the Lekuches do not have any proof on this Mechire, and were choshed the Baal and Isha for Knunya, is a Baal ve'Isha yichperu ha-Mechire. So Mamele, by not returning the Shoiver, if you are choshed them, they can also make that the Leker should not be Zoich and the Ksube, they'll say they never sold it, but my Mitzloshtin, period. And the Lekeach has no proof whatsoever. Fine. The Iika Edim, if they were Edim, there were Edim Bishas, the Mechire of the Ksube to the Lekeach, is Nishailinu, so let's ask the Edim, hey Chahavit, you were there, how was this maimich lost? Im oimrim shenisratza ha-baloi shosak. That means like this. We have a shoiver that has a date of Rosh Chodesh Nissen. We are chayish, maybe she sold the ksube beis Nissen. So if there are edim, let us ask the edim, you were there by this maimich lost, and what did the Baal say? So if the Baal was maskim, so we imkame moide shahashayver sheker. So we have a hidos baldin that the shayver sheker. That means if it is true that he paid up the ksube Rosh Chodesh Nissen, so she's selling the ksube beis Nissen and he doesn't open up his mouth. He's agreeing to this whole transaction. So we see clearly that the ksube was not paid up. So Mamela, we have nothing but to worry about. So she has no namonis, they have no namonis to say that the ksuba was paid up for Shredish Nissen. Ve'imoyche, and if the Edim say that Bishas, when she sold her ksuba to the Lekuches, the Baal said, what do you mean I should pay the ksuba to the Lekuches? I paid you up yesterday. What kind of a transaction are you making? Sha'omar kvar parati lo. Im kain, so bishas de mechira ashever nasa kaidem a mechira. So al kochach, if he tainted then and there, that he does not consent to this maimich loshton, because he paid up already the ksube, im kein ashev nasa koydem amechire, sveinu da afsid anavshay. So why are they buying it? So the we don't have the, what's the this is a ridiculous setup. So why the lekuche, she's selling the lekuches a ksube, and he's saying then and there, I don't owe you the ksube. So why did the lekuches buy the ksube? Sveinu da afsid anavshay. So this is the first teretz of Tosfos, and Tosfos says it's a practical teretz that the if we are choshed that she sold the ksube with maimich loshtin, so if there's no edim, the lekuches bechlal don't have, without this maisa with the shaiva, they can be mafkia the mekach to the lekuches. And if there are edim, we could be readily mevara if the ksuba was paid up or if it was not paid up. That's one teretz. V'oid yesh loima, Now Tosfos says a second teretz. This is now a lomdish teretz. The loytiknu maimed shloshtam ela bedavo sheroi ligvais miyad. This halacha that maimed shloshtam helps that you can sell if you have a loive, a malve, and a loykeach. So there is such a halacha that the loykeach is koine the halva with maimed shloshtam. This is dafke, if this is a chayiv that is roi to be paid up right away. So then there was that takone that he can be koine with maimed shloshtam. Avol b'ksube, by a ksube, the einoi chayiv ad ache geirishin, we're talking about a ksube that as yet he doesn't owe the ksube. He'll first be chayiv to pay after the geirishin. So the chayiv is not now. V'gam shemo loitis geirishin. Who says b'chlal that there ever will be a geirishin? Loitiknu maimich loshin. Then b'chlal there's no takone of maimich loshin. So memele, so tais v'skashe is faramfo. Tais es takashe. The Gemara asked, let us be afraid that she says that he paid up the ksube in Nissen, that pshat in the Shoiva, and it's not true. He first paid up in Tishrei, and she sold by Nissen le Tishrei the ksube. So the mother says, no, there's nothing what to worry about because she can be meichel the ksube. Fine. So Taisva says, but maybe she sold it by my mitzloshtim. So Taisva's answer is, a ksube is a commodity that can never be sold with maimed shloshtam. A ksube is a choyiv. Who says the choyiv doesn't owe it now? Who says there ever will be a choyiv? There never was a takon of maimed shloshtam. So memela, so there's no kasha. V'chein, so memela, so they said now, a new yesod, that a ksube is a commodity that can never be sold with maimed shloshtam. Then Taisva says, now, with this yesoid, you'll understand a gemara nachoivel. V'chein tzorach loyme beperek hachoivel, gabi ho'isha shechovlo lehifsido ksuboso. There's a gemara in perek hachoivel that says as follows. Rochel, a married woman, was mazik shimen. I mean, she was mazik shimen. So the Gemara says, Pegiyosaro, the Shimon Nebuchadnezzar have gehacked the tzoris, because this Rochel doesn't have any money, so, I mean, she owes him money, but she doesn't have any money, so Nebuchadnezzar, he cannot be paid up. So the Gemara says, what means she doesn't have any money? Let her sell the ksube to the Shimon. She has potential money. Her husband knows her ksube. Let her sell the ksube to Shimon. Whatever the ksube is worth, so whatever it's worth, so there'd be a partial payment. Why say pegiyosaro that the Shimon never can't squeeze out a penny from her? What do you mean? She has a ksube, which has a market value. So let al kaponim sell him the ksube for the tevis hano, and whatever it's worth, there'll be a payment or a partial payment on the nezik. That's the Gemara's kashya. Gemara says, it's ridiculous. She's going to sell him the ksube, and then she's going to be meichel her husband the ksube. I mean, you see what kind of a woman she is. First she was chayvel in Shimon, and now Shimon should get paid up. So she's going to go and be meichel her husband the ksube. So memela, Shimon will never get anything. So the whole thing is a ridiculous setup. So that's why it's pegiyosero. That's not a eitzet that she should sell a maksuba. Like Toisvis, I have an oifen. She can sell him the ksuba with my mitzloshtin. And my mitzloshtin, she can't be meichel. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Is a raya to my yisod. That they never were misakin my mitzloshim by a ksube,
since it's not a chayvogel who says a lever over a ksuba, he doesn't know her now. There's not a kind of my mitzloshen. So Taisa says this. That is what I said. And our gemara, you have to say this. And when you learn babakam, you'll have a different problem. Let us tell with my mitzloshen. So I'll call her, this is the text. Because she'll zichel be meichel her husband. But my tazbin by my mitzloshta. Elo mishum delay tikno biksube kedefrishes. No, so that's the, so my yesod is an embassy yesod. There's no takona, a woman cannot sell the ksube which she might eventually acquire with my mitzloshen, because since it's not a chayiv borel, and she does, he doesn't know her now, so there's no kinyan of my mitzloshen. Fine. But Taisus isn't finished. Taisus is very persistent. V'zein lochu shema mocha acha gerishin b'may mitzloshen. Fact Taisus, but I have another problem. I'm not finished yet. Fact Taisus has a, we have like this. We have here a shaiva that says that he paid up the ksuba in this. That's what it says in the shaiva. We have a reis in the shaiva. It was lost. It's a reis in the field. Fine. She says that we found the shaiva. She says, you know, my husband paid it up in this and give him the shaiva. It's very fluky. The husband paid up the ksuba in this and he lost the shaiva. There's a reis in the field. He wouldn't have lost the shaiva if he took it paid up. So we're chayish. No. Maybe he never paid up the ksuba, and in the meantime she sold her ksuba to lekuches. And memela, and now if you're going to give back the shaiva to the husband, lekuches are going to lose. That was the gemara's kash. So the gemara says, no. Don't worry, because we paskin like Shmuel. Listen, if the lekuches tamazeh gahaftet, so she could be meichel the ksuba. So, but they said a cash, but maybe she sold it with my mitzloshten, then she can't be meichel. So I said, no, you can't sell a ksuba with my mitzloshten, because it's not a chayibor, shalom ha-yisrael. But they said, no, I'm not finished yet. Let's say, we have a reyesed in the fila. So, something is very fluky here. She says that it's Tishrei now. Tishrei, he gave her a get already. And Tishrei now there's a shaiva, so she says, give him the shaiva, he paid it to me in Nissan. So Tai says, no. Maybe he didn't pay anything yet. Maybe he didn't pay anything. He just gave you the get. And in Tishrei, after he gave you the get, you sold your ksube to Lekuches. You sold your ksuba to Lekuches. And now, you're gonna say, if I can't, now, you sold your ksuba to Lekuches with my mitzloshna. Now, after he gave you a get in Tishrei, now you can make my mitzloshna. It's a chayvoru. He owes now the money. So Taisa says, I have a chash over here. Let us say, this is a reyesid in the field. Something's very fluky here. And the only way we can dreise a chayis, because she could be moichel, the ksuba beside, so that's how we dreise a chayis. So they says, no, I have a chash. Maybe he never paid up the ksuba. The ksuba was written in Nissan. He gave her a get in Tishrei. He never paid up the ksuba. After Tishrei, she went and she sold her ksuba to Lekuches. Now, with my mitzloshten. Fine. So now, who is entitled to be goive the ksuba? The Lekuches. She sold it to Lekuches and Tishrei. Can she be moichel now the ksuba? No, it was sold with my mitzloshten. Fine. And now she is saying that the Baal lost the shaiva in Nissan, and the ksubis paid up, and now will be mafsid the lekuches. So we're still back with achshash. We hear the achshash. The gemara said it's no achshash, and she could be meichel. So there's no achshash. So Taisa says, no. But my mitzloshtin, there is she can't be meichel. So Taisa said, but she can't sell with my mitzloshtin. So Taisa said, yeah, she can't sell with my mitzloshtin before the get. But after the get, she could sell with my mitzloshtin. So Mameila, I have a chash. So now, I'm still stuck. I'm stuck with the Gemara's kasha. That how do you give him back this shaiva that says a nissen day? This shaiva is a very dangerous thing. Maybe she sold the ksuba in Tishrei after she was geget by my mishloshtin, and by giving him back the shaiva, he's going to say he paid it up in nissen, and he mamsed the lakuchas. That's Taisva's kasha. No kasha now. Taisva is very persistent. Zotaiswitz, v'zein locho shema mocha acha geirishim b'mayim mitzloshte. So Taiswitz, why not? So Taiswitz says, listen, ki acha geirishim, now let's say she sold it, let's take the chash. Ki acha geirishim mistome mocha b'domim ikorim. After geirishim, that means like this, this whole thing that we said, if she sells it before the geirishin, she sells it for a cheap price, because the lekeach doesn't know, will husband give her a get, only give her, Samela, she sells it for a cheap price, fine. If she sold it after the geirishin, so after the geirishin, the husband knows her, the ksuba ready, so let's say you have a ksuba of Masayim zuz, she'll sell it for 195 zuz, fine, I mean, it's a commodity, it's, he owes her already the ksuba, she'll sell it for 195 zuz. Fine. Now, what are you afraid of? Good, I'm afraid. So she's going to say now, so the kuchas come to the Baal, you know, we bought the ksuba now, give us the ksuba, yos masayim zuz. So the one said, no, let's either say, no, I paid up this ksuba in nissen, I have a shayv, I paid up ksuba in nissen. Fine. Good. So the kuchas go over to this yidin and she tell her, listen, Rebetzin, you sold us a ksuba that was paid up. So give us $195. So what did she gain from this whole knunya? She's going to have to take that 100. She said, so the husband won't have to pay them the $200. The whole thing is going to be a $5 affair. I mean, she's not gaining anything. The whole shash of the Gemara was, if she sold the ksuba before she got kiget, so she sold the ksuba for $10. She sold the ksuba for $10. Now the husband gave her a get. So now it's worthwhile to make a knunya. He's going to get a 200 zuz ksuba for $10. Shame shemayim. They'll make a knunya that the ksuba was paid up. She'll pay him the $10. Fine. Yeah. Taka, I did a novel. I'm sorry. I forgot. Bekitza, she'll pay the $10. The husband has now, they just got Masayim Zuz, that's a knunya that's worthwhile doing. But if she's going to sell the ksuba after the geirishin, so the whole thing is ridiculous. What is she gaining from the whole deal? She's saying a lie, she's stealing, she's not making any money. So such a chash mizicha don't have to have. That's what Taisu said. So let's see again in Taisvitz. Bein zaloch shem amocha ache gerishin b'mayim mitzloshtem, ki ache gerishin mistom amocha b'domim yikorim. Sheyoytzi abal shoivrei shekoda. The Baal is going to take out the shoivre, yitzricha l'shal, so she'll have to pay him full price. V'loy tarviyach klum b'knunye. So she won't gain anything. So what's it to be afraid of? V'loi chayshinon elo shema mocha bo'ida tachtov b'toivis hano. The whole shash. We have erased in the field. We have fluky things here. But the shash is only if there's they'll gain some money. L'shina elo shema mocha bo'ida tachtov b'toivis hano. The Shehu davar muet, vein etzricha l'shalem ela ma'at ma'veches halvi. That was the Gemara's kasha. Listen, there's a reyesed in the fila. You're going to give back the shaiva. We have to be afraid. Maybe she sold the ksuba vein nissen l'tishrei for $10. And then later her husband gives her a get. And later the husband gives her a get, and she's going to say that the husband paid up already the ksubin, he mafsid the lekuches. That was the Gemara's kash, and that's a good shash. That was the kash. Umishan. Now that was the Gemara's kash before Shmuel. That was the Gemara's kash. Umishani isa lidishmul. Vim hoisa mecheles lebailo leitifra. Lelekuchais aladovo shenosnu bataviach harbe. Now we have to stop over here and explain what Shitas HaTosfos is, and this is a Meiridike Tosfos, which there are Meiridike Chedushim. The Gemara asked Akasha, and let us now appreciate the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asked Akasha, if you're going to go give back the Shoiva that has a date of Nisan, so you're going to be mafsid the lekuches. Maybe she sold the ksuba by Nisan leTishrei, and really the ksuba belongs to the lekuches now, and she's going to say that the husband paid up the ksuba in Nisan, and you're mafsid the lekuches. So the Gemara says, no, isa leDishmu. Yesterday we learned Rashi's Pshat, today we're going to say over Tosfos Pshat. And we're going to see Meiridike Chedushim. Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara as follows. We're after the Geirishin, he gave her a get in Tishrei, and now we just found the Shoyman, she says, give it to my husband paid up a Nisan. And we say, no, maybe the ksuba was sold. And she's saying a lie. And she's saying that the husband paid up. And he really didn't pay up. And the lekuches are going to be nifsa. So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel holds a meicher shtachiv lechaber b'chazor amoch le'mochel. Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara. This is how the Marshal says pshat in Tosfos. And the Rosh also seems to say like this. We believe her with amigu. That means she's saying it is now Tishrei. The lekuches, he gave her a get already. The lekuches are coming and saying, we bought the ksuba. They're coming to the husband and they're saying, pay up the ksuba. You gave your wife a get. Give us the ksuba. So she says, he paid up the ksuba from Nissen. So we don't believe her. We don't believe her. Rei said in the field, we don't believe her. She says as follows. Rabbeisa, you say I'm a liar. I hear what you're saying. Okay, I have a migu to prove I'm right. Why do I have to say a lie? You know what I could do? It's Tishrei. He owes me the ksuba. You know what I can do? I'll now be Meichel Diksuba. Fine. You don't believe me. You say you didn't pay. I'll be Meichel now Diksuba. What's going to be? Are the Lekuches going to get Diksuba now? No. I'm Meichel Shtachaylich Vechazo Mochle Mochel. The Lekuches won't get Diksuba. So why do I have to say a lie? You're telling me I'm saying a lie. He didn't pay. I'm telling you he did pay up. But you're saying, no, you don't trust me. So I'm saying, listen, if I'd be a lie, why'd I have to say a lie? If my soul, it's not true what I'm saying, and my soul intent is to be mafsed the lekuches, I could be not be Michael, my husband, and the lekuches won't have it side by side. That's how Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara. But this is the beginning of a big problem. Fine. Now, let us think for 1 minute. She is going to, let's dance with her. She'll be Meichel now the ksuba. How much is the ksuba now worth? She's get already. How much is the ksuba now worth? Masayim Zeus. She'll be Meichel now the ksuba. So the lekuches will come over to her and say, Rebbetzin, fine, you're Meichel the ksuba. You know, midine de gami, you are mafsid us. No, you're machila, very good. Ya lam, ya lamdana, shibu, da gufa, blah, blah. Fine. You can be moichel de ksuba. Fine. Well, you might have, but you know, through your mechila, you are mafsit us. You mechuyev to pay us midina de garmi. The Gemara says this. This shmul that says, amoychish ta'achoyv l'chaveir b'chaz ha'mochul imochul, it's mochul, the Baal doesn't have to pay the lakuches, but she owes the lakuches money for this mechila because she was mafsit them. How much money will she have to pay? So if you'd ask us, so I'd say, she was mafsid them now, to Masayim Zuz. I mean, now he gave a get already, Baruch Hashem. Now they have a right to be goyve. She was Meichel, fine, she was Meichel b'shibadagu, but she was mafsid them 200 Zuz. L'chayre, so she should owe them 200 Zuz. L'chayre, that should be. Now, if that is the case, so now we go over to this Rebbetzin. We say, Rebbetzin, you don't have a migul. Because we don't trust you. You're telling us that your husband paid up the ksuba in Nissen. Right. So, paid up in Nissen, but the shayva, the sarayah said, we don't believe you. So she said, what? You don't believe me? If I be a liar, you know, I could be moichel now the ksuba. So we tell this Rebbetzin, no. You're a liar, Taka. But if you say he paid up in Nissen, so how much do you owe them? You sold them a ksube that was already paid up. You owe them $10. They gave you $10. But now that, but if you'd be moichel now the ksube, you'll owe them $200. You don't have a migu. You don't have a migu. You're a liar. You're a real liar. And then that's why you're saying that he paid up in Nissen. The whole chesma for you to say he paid up in Nissen, because you want to be mafsid the lekuchish and you'll get away with $10. You sold something that really was paid up already. That's what you're saying. She's saying, no, if I be a liar, if I didn't say a lie, I could be moichel now. So, no, if you'd be moichel now, you have to pay them $200. Now they have a ksuba that is a market value of $200. So what kind of amigo does she have? So Shitas Atosfos is, we'll see what Atosfos says this in two words, and the Rosh explains it ba'ariches, that Medina de Garmi, she owes them $10. Afilu, if she was Meichel the Choy, after the, it's due already, and they could get $200, if she be Meichel, the ksube, she only owe them $10. So Mamela, now she is a mother of the kimigu. So she says, listen, why do I have to say a lie? I could be moichel now the ksube. I'll pay them the same $10 and we won't have to pay the ksube. So if I'm telling you that my husband paid up the ksube, listen, I owe them $10. So believe me. This is Shitas HaTosfos. But Tosfos is saying, a moire de kechidish, that even though you, a moichel shtachoyb lechaveire vachozo mochle mochel, and midini de gami have to pay the lekeach, you don't pay the lekeach the market value now, you pay the lekeach how much money he paid for the choyb. It's right at $10. That is now, let's see what Tosfos is saying. And Taisa says it very, very bekitza. The Rosh says it more bariches. Or Mishani, but now we'll see what Taisa is saying. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you believe or the Zareya said in the feeling? Let us be afraid that he didn't pay up the ksub in Nissen, and she's saying he paid up in Nissen to be mafsit the lekuches. Or Mishani, so the Gemara answers, Isal edishmuel. No. We hold like Shmuel. V'imhoisa moicheles lebailo. If she would now be moichel her husband, loitivra lelekuches, she'll only pay the lekuches al dova shenosnu. She only has to pay the lekuches the money they laid out, not the market value now. V'talviach harbe. So here Taisa says the whole thing. V'imhoisa moicheles. I mean, she has amigo. She could have been moichel now. And if she would have been Michael, she would get away with $10. So why did she have to say a lie? So we have to believe her else, Migu. Period. So Mamela finished. So Taisa said, now Pshat na Gemara, Shalom al Yisrael, everything Gemaldic. Fine. But now, so now we know Pshat na Gemara. Now, but now Taisvis is going to go back to Taisvis and asked Akashim before, let us be afraid that she sold it by Maimich Loshtin. Let us be afraid that she sold it by Maimich Loshtin. And she let us be afraid she sold it by Maimich Loshtin. And now she can't be Moifel. She doesn't have Amigo. So Taisvis said, if she sold it by Maimich Loshtin after the Geirishin, and now she's telling the Lekuches, you know, it never belonged to me to sell it to you. Well, they paid $200 for it, so she'll have to give them $200. That's what Taisvis had said. So it's not worthwhile for her to make a knunya. That's what Taisvis said before. So Taisvis is now asking on this yesod. The din is, there's a mirdika zachar chazalwa choshed people. The din is like this. You have a person, Reuven is married to Rachel, and now Reuven wants to give Rachel a get. Fine. Reuven is broke. He doesn't have a penny to pay the ksube. But when Reuven wrote the ksube, he got an olive on the ksube. They know Reuven is not too, he doesn't have too much money, so when they got married, Shimon was an olive on the ksube. Fine. Now, Reuven decides to give Rachel a get, and we tell Shimon, you know, the get is going to be tomorrow. Please come to the Beis Din and bring with you Masai and Mezuzah. You know, the ksube has to be paid up. Fine, we're telling this to Shimon. Reuven, I don't have any money, so you know, you have to pay the ksube. You come and pay the ksube. So Chazal said, fine. But Chazal afraid of Merdik Azach. This guy is Merdik. Shimon is going to come, pay up the ksube, and then they'll get married again. The mazel to Kishah. I mean, now they got 200. They were racking their brains how to make money. Now, Baruch Hashem, she got a ksube. Now she got money already. They'll get married again, and then they'll tell Shimon. Chazal were afraid of this. Chazal were afraid of this. So Chazal said, fine, Reuven, you want to give Rachel a get? Wonderful. But one thing, before you give the get, you have to make a neder, you're not going to marry her again. You're not going to marry her again. Oh, we'll reconsider the get already. So now, so if you want to give her a get, give her a get. You want to make money, forget about it. That's not the way you make money. So Chazal were afraid. They didn't trust this person. They didn't trust this person. You're going to give a get, and you're going to have a free hand to remarry her, and then Nebuch Shimon will pay the ksuba, and now you have money, and you're going off to Florida for your honeymoon. No. Chazal said, you give a get, you're not paying the ksuba. You, before the get is given, you have to make another. That's it. You're not going to marry her again. So Taisvis, now what is he going to gain from the whole thing? He owes Shimon the money. I mean, what is he going to gain? What's the whole thing? He doesn't have the money now, but he will have to pay it. So, one second. So now Taisvis says, Alme. So what do we see? Chayshinin leknunye af al pi she yischayev lefroya akel orif. That means he's going to have to pay. I mean, let's not be foolish. I mean, he owes the orif the money. Af al pi came, but since now he doesn't have any money, he's leaving for Florida for the, we're chayish for knunye, even though he'll have to pay. Leka chayshinin leknunye, lefi she ain loy, now he doesn't have what to pay, so we're chayish leknunya, even though he'll have to pay. So Taisvah says, so if there's such a chash knunya, So now Tosis is back with the old kasha. A person went, Tosis asked Akasha, let us be afraid that she sold the ksube b'maymet shloshten after her husband gave her a get. Now she can't be, she doesn't have a migu, she can't be meichel her husband. She sold it after the husband gave her a get. So why do you return the shaiva to the husband? Let's be afraid. She's making a knunya to be mafsa de lekuches. So Taisva said, no, she's not gaining anything from this knunya because she'll have to pay the lekuches 200, she sold it for $200. She's saying that it's a paid up super, she'll have to pay them 200. What is she gaining? And she doesn't have any money now. But the Taisva said before that if you'll have to pay, you're not chayish leknunya. And here we see, even though we'll have to pay, we are chayish leknunya. So Taisva says there's a mechdik achilik. Loi domik. The hosam mafsid to orev miyad. Over there, the orev is mafsid right away. There's a much bigger shash. He's going to give a get. We can tell the orev, lay out 200 zuz. V'chashina leknunya. I will have to pay back. Listen, you're making the orev lose money right now. Therefore, we're chayish leknunya. Avol hoche, over here, the zicha, the ena lechshosha baume. Shemolei moche. I mean, the whole thing is a phantom case. Maybe she sold the ksuba after the geirish and the tmaimet shlosh. Vafilu moche, and afilu she did sell the ksuba, maybe they won't lose. Ki ain they moitzi mehem. She's not taking money from them. So that you're not being mafsid their money. We're just saying that she's saying that my husband doesn't owe you the 200. I owe you the 200. So that's not called I'm being mafsid someone. So there, we are not chayish leknunya. That means the case of Oriv, I'm making someone lay out money, so there I am chayish leknunya, even though eventually you have to pay back, because I'm making him lay out money. But over here, I'm not making the lekuches lay out money, I'm just telling the lekuches, don't mon for my husband, mon for me. So then, and since it's not a worthwhile geschäft, so therefore we're not chayish. The gabi chayiv moide the chashina leil leknunya. By chayiv moide, now Taisvitz goes, we had before, and if you'd base on it base, we had a person found a shtar, there was a reyesid in the field, and the loiva said that, the loiva said, we found a shtar that says, Nissen. The loiva says, "Tak, I borrowed money from Nissen, so we don't return the shtar because maybe first borrowed in Tishrei and the malva is going to mon from the lekuches from Nissen. Now, if the malva is going to mon from the lekuches from Nissen, so the loiva will have to pay the lekuches. So, what is he gaining from this whole deal?" So Taisva says, Gabi chayev moide de chayshine leil leknunye. So he says, because there's the same yisoid, l'fishe yoitzi miyad min lekuches. I'm afraid you're going to take money from the lekuches. So then even though the loiva eventually will have to pay them, I'm still chayish. Vaydesh lochosh mishum lekuches loiva chayish efsidu legamri. There is a chash, maybe the loiva sold his kalkesh loiva chayish, and then there's a hefsid legamri. Let us see the next taisvis. We should finish the sugya. Shoyver bismanoi toiref. So Abaye said, between you and me, I have no problem whatsoever. Because I hold Eidov b'chsumov zochen loy. So memele, afilu, the shoyver was written in Nissen and not paid up in Nissen. But when she gives it to him in Tishrei, so he's zoiche, in the Piroin Aksube from Nissen, Alfeda Bersumim Zochenloi. So Taisu says, Afal Pi Sheshtar Mechire Nimsa Lelekuches Trile. So Taisu mentioned this Ha'ore, which we had mentioned in Rashi and in Taisu before. that even though that means the how can you say that when he's going to get the Shaver and Tishrei, it's considered he paid up the Ksuba from Nissen, when he's getting it in Tishrei, the Ksuba doesn't belong to her anymore. It was sold already. That doesn't harm anything. The Teiref Abal Kedin, Alt Eide Bersumim Zochenloi, Chinomalel Gabi Shichur Avodim, also the same thing. This Chai is not so poshit, but let us go for it. Venire. Now Teisvis starts delving in this Inyan of Eide Bersumim Zochenloi, which is a very Mechudish Tikedin, that the Shtar was written in Nissen. He first gets it in Tishrei, and he's Zoiche from whatever it says in the Shtar from Nissen. V'nire, so Taisvis says, this whole din of Eidav Sumin Zochale, Shetakonis Chachamim, he Shezoiche Mishas Chsim. Shetakonis Chachamim, there's no lumbus to it. Even though he first got the shtar much later, there's a takonis chachomim that he's zoiche in the koyach hashtar from the chsim. How does it work? It doesn't work. It's a takonis chachomim. And why did they make such a takonis? She'im lekein. If you won't say such a takonis, lo'ilam lo'yuchul eidim lachtoim. Eidim will never be able to chasme. Elum yiru amesire. That means that then you'd have a big rut. That means whenever a person writes a shtar and the malva isn't there, so they can't chasme. Maybe it will be given over later. Mukshim shosha the cost of an ism lenos natishrim is avin beini meini. So Mamelu said they made a takone. Whatever it says in the shtar, if later there'll be a nesinus hashtar, the shtar works retroactively, mishas chasim. Nitzat takonis chacham. Uleinyin isa. Now Taisvah starts talking. When we learned after Tessa Medallah, we mentioned the ritva over there. That what'll be the din there by shicha, we also saw eidah bersumim zochenloi. So Taisvah says, uleinyin isa nire, that means as follows. A person wrote a shtar shicha for an Eved Knani in Nissen. He gave it to him in Tishrei. If we say, Eidah Bersumim Zochen Loi, so it means the Eved was Zoich and his Mominus from Nissen. But Taisa says, now, what if this Eved was Bo on the Isha? Will she become a Zoine? Because he's still an Eved. Here we're fighting with the, here there's a Shaila, there was no Mesirish Tar Shichel, there was nothing. Linyan Iser Nire, Dim Eved Boa Bas Yisroel Koidim Shebol Yode Get Shicho Sheposlo. So Taisus wants to say, this is only at Takona de Rabona, which only works Lagabi Mominis, but Lagabi de Issa, what a Shtar Shicho has to take care of, we won't say Eidah Basumim Zonawa. Won't help. We had problems on that few tests. If it only works Lagabi Mumin and not Lagabi Isis, why is it a Chay for the Eved? We have problems then. But El Kaponim Taisus wants to say the same thing. V'shema gan Gabi Isis Zochele Mishas Chsim. Then Taisus wants to say, maybe by Isis also works. Ava Pidloi Shaykh Taimed the Frishis. How could it work Lagabi Isis? Please, there was no Mesiris Ashtar, it's only a Takona Chachomim. Mikol mokim loy plug rabbonon. The rabbonon said that the shtar works mishas chsime. Yeshkoyach biyat chachomim laker dova min atayre. We just have to understand this is moiradike chedushim. Yeshkoyach malaker dova min atayre, which means as follows: between you and me, Taisvis is saying the Eved is not a meshucha. He wrote a shtar shichur and Nissen, they gave it to him in Tishrei. He was boil and ishe by Nissen le Tishrei between your mees and Eved Knani. Taisa says, no. She's mutter. She's mutter, Lukayan, mutter. He's allowed to do it. How does it work? יש כוח לחומם לקר דוב מן התורה. So here they ask a kasha, but here there's oiker dov min Torah bekum ba'asei. We're saying, and never does lati be boila bas Yisrael. We're saying this bas Yisrael is about to marry a kohen. We're doing moira nikazachem. Krisha say, like, look, Chazal said, I made it come. No, it goes, but here we're saying, that yeshkechem lakad dov min atoire afilu bekum ba'asei, dachoinem es takashech, but this is what Taisvah says. Vim taima. Taisvah is v'abaya sova kerabalos, abaya holds a kerabalos, adoma eide mesire kase. That holds eide mesire kase, gabi matam tedachsim elo tregis. There's a gemara in Sanhedrin that says abaya holds a kerabalos. Verabalosos, fine. Abai holds a kabalosa. Abalosa sova bepeg misha yenosui, kosav lozev loy mosaloi, lozev o mosaloi, lozev shemosaloi trilakome. Abalosa says, if you have a shtar, a person wrote a shtar to Reuven, he didn't keep it over to Reuven. Then, that was 9 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock in the morning, he writes a new shtar on this karka to Shimon, he gives it over to Shimon. So Abalosa says, eide mesire karsi, so who does it belong to? Shimon, from 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, he gave it over the shtar, the first shtar, to Reuben. So the Gemara says, Skolnish mit Kolnish, Eide Mesire Karsi, so the first one who acquired the shtar was kind of the Karka. Now, Abaya holds like Rabbalozo. And Rabbalozo says, who is kind of the Karka? The one who got it first. And the same Abaya holds Eidu Bechsumim Zocheloi, that the first one who was written to, he is kainah if he gets at 11 o'clock. So Taisi is a tremendous problem. Yeah, Abaya holds Eidu Bechsumim Zocheloi, and he's a chosid v'rabaloza. So how does this work? V'yeshloima, so Taisi says, Dainu b'shnei shtoris. That Gemara is speaking about two stories, Shezmanom kosov v'shov v'yoy mechot. It's speaking about both shtoris of the same zman. You look at the shtar, you do not know which was first written. The din of Eidu Bechsumim of Zochenloi was only said, if you look in the shtar, and from the shtar you see when it was written, and this was written before a second transaction happened. You see, because this is written Yudnis, and the second transaction happened Yudalifnis. So then the din is to say Eidu Bechsumim Zochenloi. But if you have two shtars which were written on the same day, and so if you look at the shtar, you can't see when the chasima was. The aid of bechsumim can only be zoicha when it's nikah from the shtar, when the chasima was. Since it doesn't say shoyis in the shtar, so they can only be zoicha first from at night. And the second guy was first koine with the mesir, which was much before. Yeah. Sheinikah mitoich ezemem koid. Lachen ezlina bosem mesirah. Abol ein zmanom shove, achosom koidem zoche. But if this man is not shove, so then take by yos eidu b'sumim zocheloi, afol pishem b'uchen im tchile, and that's what Taisvah says. So Taisvah says, a yesod, that eidu b'sumim zocheloi only helps if it's nikel mitoich hashtar. I just like, then Taisvah says a few problems, we don't have time to finish the Taisvah. I just like one to mention one more ha'or on this Taisvah, and then we're finished with the Sugya Beza Hashem. There's a Meiradike Marsha here, I just like to read over the Marsha, and the Marsha says, V'nire shetakonas chachomimi. Taisvah says, we need to ahol sugi eidu b'sum zochalai b'shas simi zoiche. Taisvah says, it's a takonas chachomim. Zokte marsho, l'rameyer de islei eidich sime karsi. There's a machlekes rameyer abeloso, which eidi makes the shtar for a shtar. Eidi mesire de eidich sime. Zokte marsho, l'rameyer de islei eidich sime karsi. Vadai eido b'chsumov zochin loy midinahu. It works minatoire. With the chsime, as soon as the eidem chasme, boom, the kinyin is chal, after he gives it over 10 years later, the kinyin is chal now, from this man of the shtar. Avuhu tzuchu lemeima labayet hakonis chachomimi, shesomchu, עצמו. דבאי יקרא בלוזר ספירה לה. דיין המסירי קרסים, מה שקרסו דויס לקמה. That's why Tosis is in a clearer stroke and say, no, it's a takonos chachamim. But according to Rameya, it works min a teure, which we also have knows, a moire dike chidish mayin shmita leitza ha-sinai, this concept, that when the Edom chasme, before was given over 10 years later, is koine min a teure, according to Rameya, it's a moire dike chidish, the Mashal says this, the Tumim says this, and many people don't understand it.